T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hours would you say of the weekend when you weren't sleeping? Okay. How many of your awake hours this weekend were spent outside? Like 80% of them?
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. I was why am I coming to the house? We got the new little cheap one of the movie theater screens that you inflate and put it outside. That was the thing, because I was like, well, hell, we got to wait till it get dark. So right. By the time it got dark, I was javelined up. I had the Braves game on, and I'm trying to figure out how to work this thing. And so we made it through one movie.
What was the debut you got?
Oh, Black Panther.
All right, that's a good place to start.
Yeah, Black Panther. Black Panther. Then we had we hooked the surround out there. So it, like, we was in the damn IMAX. The thing was so damn loud. I was like, okay, I know our neighbors love us, but let's turn down just a tad bit.
Hey, I got my remember Wendy and Brian were telling us about the gift that Odyssey was going to give us if we reply to that. I don't know if you ever replied to that email or not. You probably did. I did, and I got my Odyssey Bluetooth speaker in the mail last week. And I had that thing booming on the deck all weekend, listening to music and grilling and all that. So shout out to Odyssey for the free Bluetooth speaker. I appreciate that. I feel like a valued employee.
How long does that that offer extend to?
Great question. I only responded to it because I got an email that said the offer is about to expire.
It's done. Okay.
It may be done.
Oh, well.
You might have missed out. Hey, by the way, while you're at it, you know what doesn't expire, Randy?
What's that?
The Odyssey app. You download the Odyssey.com app and take us with you anywhere you go, whether you want to listen to us on your Bluetooth speaker, your headphones, your car stereo, however you want to listen to us. Download the Odyssey app and take us with you. Shout out to all the phone callers in the last segment. We appreciate that. A lot of people chiming in on Twitter as well, as far as that conversation goes, with other options, which is a perfectly legitimate direction to take that conversation. We just named one guy from each team to sort of simplify it.
Yes, we know how important Clint Capella is to the team. Clint Capella is not more important than Trae Young. Sorry. Not.
Yeah, but it's close, though.
It's close, but he's not. But he's close.
I'm with you, because this team is going to win offensively. That's how they're going to win games.
Clint's been the best option. I get all that, but they're not going to win without Trae playing well.
Yes, I agree with you. I think Trae is still the single most important player on the team, but Clint's close.
Damn sure is.
It was a gap at times during the season, but and Bogdanovich, the way he's played over the last couple of months, he's close probably in that conversation. And that's good. It's good to be able to talk about how many different guys are vital to this basketball team winning right now. That's why this basketball team is winning right now. Because before, when it was obviously Trae, and teams would just double team him and take him out of the action and then they would lose by 30, that was bad. And they didn't have an answer for it. That's been the greatest thing Nate McMillan has done. He's made them a versatile team. They can win.
They're versatile, and those offseason acquisitions are playing like we thought when they, as far as Gallo and Bogey. But yeah, Clint, I've always said you can't express, because it ain't all. It's not the offensive part of what Clint does. It's everything else. Mm-hmm. It's everything else. He anchors your defense. He rebounds. He blocks shots. He affects shots. He does so much for this squad. But I still think that your star is Trae, and Trae has to play good.
Trae's going to be the one that assists Bogdanovich on the open three. Trae's going to be the one that puts pressure on the defense and gets in the middle and throws the lob to Clint. I would imagine that 50% of Clint Capella's baskets this year have come on assists from Trae Young. Not to say that that doesn't make Capella important, but Trae Young is involved in that too. He's involved in everything that they're doing offensively. And again, that's what's fun about it. Not to diminish anyone else's impact, but to talk about how important all of these guys are. And the fact that the Hawks have multiple people in this conversation is why the Hawks have a chance to have the home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. When it was just one guy, they weren't going to go to the playoffs. No. Now there's a bunch of guys contributing, and they're going, and hopefully we'll win a first-round series. All right, Smokin' Joe Patrick going to join us in 20 minutes from right now. We'll get his reaction to what went down over the weekend with the Braves. Two excellent wins on Saturday and on Sunday. Get his thoughts on the Ronald Acuna situation as well. Team's throwing inside on him and what the Braves need to do about it. Before we get there, though, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle
with the Midday Show. No huddle,
the best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go.
NFL no huddle brought to you by RS Andrews. Keep cool, get an RS Andrews precision AC tune-up, another way they make you smile. And if there was any doubt about Matt Ryan's future with the Falcons after the last week or so with the draft and then the subsequent comments from the head coach and the general manager, Matt Ryan himself has now chimed in on the conversation, saying he feels like they have a lot of confidence in him, and he expects to be here for multiple years playing at a very high level. So that's good.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a clip or something.
No, there's no clip.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, no, he's got his assurance, and now they can just move forward with him as a quarterback. Eventually, they will have to get another quarterback in the draft to be the heir apparent to Matt Ryan, but obviously Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith don't think that time is right now.
Yeah, I still feel similarly to how I felt about it when we first started this whole thing, when Arthur Smith got hired and Terry Fontenot was the GM, and then they did what they did with Matt's contract. But even before that, we were talking about this. I think that they, in looking at the roster and in looking at all the things that they could actually do to try to make this team better for next year, said to themselves, yeah, I think Matt gives us the best chance to be our best version of ourselves next year.
Right.
But I still think next year is really important for Matt Ryan's future with the Falcons.
Of course it is.
I think if they win and the offense looks good and he fits right in with what Arthur Smith is doing and shows that at 36 he still has a ton left in the tank,
he's getting a new contract.
Yeah, then yeah. I think that future for him is longer, and I do think that he's here for a while. I think if he doesn't play well this year, for whatever reason, I think that then they really are going to have to be like, all right, we got to think about doing something at the quarterback position, whether it's this offseason or next offseason or whatever. But I remain convinced that this year is still is vital for Matt Ryan's long-term future with the Falcons.
I agree. I mean, that's the thing with this. They're giving him – he's auditioning for these guys. You know, he's auditioning to see if he can be the guy that can continue to play at a high level, which I think he will be able to. And it all boils down to what happens around him. Are they going to be able to run the football? Are they going to be able to do different things as far as defense to get the ball back for him? Red zone issues, will those things awry again? I mean, there's so many things that go into Matt Ryan being successful this year, and it's Arthur Smith's job and his teammates to make sure that happens. But Matt has to do his part also, don't get me wrong.
That's right. He does. I'm not taking all of the blame of what's happened over the last 3 years off of Matt. I mean, there were games where we came in on Mondays and said, Matt Ryan was not good yesterday. Matt Ryan did not do enough to help the football team win yesterday. Now, that wasn't every Monday, the way that some people would try to make it sound, but it was some Mondays.
Yeah.
There were plenty of games.
That damn Charger game?
It was terrible.
It was awful.
Yeah, it's terrible. Bad throws, bad interceptions, terrible decisions, holding the ball too long in the pocket. There were plenty of times where that happened, too. I think this year is going to go a long way to determine how much they believe in him in the offense that they have with the guys that they put around him. But anyway, Matt Ryan feels good about it, which is great. Hey, not surprisingly, DK Metcalf, very fast, did really well. Let's listen to it.
DK Metcalf, second from the far right. Second heat of the Nike Men's 100. Metcalf's hanging with them at the moment. It's fairly even. DK's doing a good job. On the inside, though, CJ Ujjah and Mike Rogers. That was close. 10-12, the winning time.
I got a question. Were people trying to throw shade at DK or something?
I don't know. People throw shade about everything at everyone.
Are you serious, man? That dude was flying. When we were talking about it last week, he ain't that fat. He ain't track speed fat. But, I mean, if he was a little smaller and all that, this dude's 6'4", 235, and ran a 10-damn 300. Come on, man. Miss me with that. He ran a damn 10-300 and probably didn't train like the other guys do.
Yeah.
Man.
Now, if anyone was throwing shade at him, they're not throwing shade at him anymore.
Were they throwing shade at him or something, man? That was
also
a great
shout out to Peter Moylan there on the call for the track event. That was cool.
Peter Moylan for real?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, Pete versatile.
Some other Australian guy.
Pete versatile.
But it was cool to see. It's like, damn, he's All right, he's legit. He was right there with all those guys.
He was out the block with him, but then,
he was.
That turnover that they got, that he got, it just didn't match. But, yeah, that was a great job by DK, man. And now that I see everybody talking about, oh, Tyreek Hill's going to run. I'm like, whatever. But, yeah, good job by T. I mean, we knew he's fast. 10-3 shows that he's really fast.
Really, really, really fast.
Yeah.
Like world-class type fast. Yeah. And, look, he's not going to the Olympics. Okay. Those guys have been training every single day for that event.
That's their job.
That's their job.
Yeah.
DK's been training to, you know, be able to run that fast, catch footballs, and get hit by people for a living. You're right. If he dropped whatever he would need to drop pound-wise to be able to actually train for track, he'd probably be able to keep up with those guys. It was funny to see how much bigger he was than everybody else, though.
It was. It really was.
He's twice the size of the dude
that's standing next to. That's a big man. But he was rolling, though.
Kerryon Johnson found a home.
Yeah.
He's not going to be here in Atlanta, to the dismay of many people on Twitter. Kerryon Johnson was signed by the – yeah, I was surprised by that, too. I guess people just remember Kerryon Johnson from Auburn.
Yeah, he was special, too.
And I know it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
But physically it was. Like, Kerryon Johnson isn't that person anymore.
He just gets hurt. He gets nicked. I know he played a lot of games last year, but he just – I mean, you just never know with him. And I hope he's really good up there in Philadelphia and everything. I think it's a good fit for him. I just realized Jamie Newman's up there. I forgot Jamie Newman's up there and everything. But, I mean, it's a good fit for him. But you understand, from the South and everything like that. He's on the SEC, so he should be an Atlanta Falcon. I wouldn't have been mad if he was one. I just don't trust his body. That's my biggest thing. He's 24-year-old. He's 24, but has, like a 32-year-old, body.
When we just did that, didn't we? Didn't we just do that last year? Unfortunately, that's the way that it worked out with Todd Gurley. Has anyone signed Todd Gurley, by the way?
No.
He's still out there, right?
Yeah.
Is he going to play again?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to sign him?
I think so. I don't know where.
I don't know either. Interesting he's still out there, though. Here's Zach Wilson when he was asked about how the new second overall pick of the New York Jets asked about how important it is that he starts the season.
Obviously, that's important, you know, but that's not my focus right now. My focus is to learn the offense, keep getting better every single day, you know, do what I can with the guys around me. And I think the rest takes care of itself. You know, in this position, the coaches want to play the best player, and that position's got to be earned. You know, I got to go in there and I got to make sure I do what I'm supposed to do, and you know, that'll take care of itself.
Well, I mean, you better start.
Who the hell else is going to start? Who's a backup quarterback for the Jets, Brian?
I don't know.
Flacco's in Philly.
Is Vinny Testaverde still up there?
I don't know. Like, he better start. Like, who they got? Who else they got?
Chad Pennington, possibly.
Who the hell's the backup quarterback?
I honestly don't know for the Jets right now.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's still a process. He got his first opportunity to go out on the grass with his teammates and, you know, put in some of the things that they put in the meeting rooms for him, you know, to go out there. But I mean, the one thing he is right about is that his main focus right now is learning the damn playbook. Nothing else. Don't worry about starting, because obviously I think he is going to be the starter. But his biggest focus, he's got to process that playbook like nothing he's ever done before. Because you ain't got to go to class no more. You ain't got to do none of that no more. We know they don't have frat parties and stuff up there, BYU and all that. But all you have to do right now is be in that playbook every single day. Every day, all day.
He looked like he was ready to go to a frat party, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if they had had frat parties at BYU, he would have been there.
Oh, yeah. Very handsome young fella, man. Yeah, he's billboard handsome, like Gap model with the hair and all that. Yeah,
sure.
So I mean,
billboard handsome.
You ball.
What kind of handsome are you? I'm billboard handsome. I consider myself to be radio handsome.
Radio handsome, man. Radio handsome. Billboard handsome. So he balls. He gonna build some billboards up there in New York, man. And I ain't talking about with his uniform on. I'm talking about like Joe Namath fur coat type stuff.
Whoa.
That's how he's going to be.
Wow.
New York City quarterback balling? Come on,
he's going to be naked on a billboard soon?
Hey, man. I
bet he doesn't have any chest hair.
He probably don't. That's what they might think of that. But you can throw you. But I mean,
damn, Joe Namath sure did.
Bare skin rug make everything look good, man.
That's true. That's an irrefutable fact right there. Bearskin rug makes everything look good. All right, Joe Patrick, who I'm sure has probably posed on a bearskin rug or two in his day, will join us next to talk some Braves right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone, 11:40 every single day with Wendy Adams. In the Wendy Zone today, Randy.
Yes.
We're going to give away a pair of Brad Paisley concert
Hell
tickets.
Yeah. Not, oh, yeah. Brad a bad boy, man.
Oh, man. Brad boy. One of the great things about this show is, much like Randy's ramble, you never know what Randy is going to say next. That wasn't what I was expecting. And not to say that I wouldn't think that you would like, I'm not trying to stereotype anybody. Everybody can like whoever they want. Yeah. I didn't know you were such a big Brad Paisley guy.
Oh, yeah, man. I was bumping Brad the other day, man. Yeah.
I just got. I never mind.
But we're going to give him away in the Wendy Zone, all right? Okay, but I got a question.
That's a bad boy.
I was listening to the. Were you listening to the Swifter commercial? What's Dust Mike droppings?
Don't know. Sounds
I was
disgusting.
Like, Brian heard too. I said, Andy will probably know. But you don't know. Okay. Because I like the Swifter, or as my 8-year-old boy says, the squirt mop. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. The Swiffer's great.
Oh, yeah. I love it. We love it. Yeah. He's like, Dad, can I use a squirt mop? I was like, what the hell is that, boy? He's like, what the hell is that? Oh, man. So I just hear.
Like, I don't know what dust mites are. I mean, yeah, it sounds just, like something you don't want.
He picking up the dust mite droppings all over the place.
Gross. I guess mites, man. That would be poop. That would
be. Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah, that's not what you want in your house. All right, we'll get to the Wendy Zone coming up in 20 minutes. But it's 11:20 on a Monday, so that means it's time for Smoke and Joe.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday hosts, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and brought to you by Jersey Mike's via sub above. Joe Patrick joins us Mondays and Thursdays at 11:20, 92.9 The Game. Quarter. Follow him on Twitter at JAPatrick200. Do you agree with what Snit said after the game yesterday, Joe, that the Braves are kind of just starting to look like themselves?
Yeah, I mean, I think they are. I think that he was spot on, actually, with the way that this team responded to, you know, some adversity, obviously, with that terrible series against the Blue Jays, and they came back, got the big sweep, which were stressful games, you know, that he pointed out. Those were not easy games to play in, and not easy games to win. You know, those were close games that the Braves had generally been on the wrong end of this year. Yeah. So good to see them come back and win those games, and then obviously coming back and having that huge win on Saturday, I think, really just gave this team a jolt that they really needed. And hopefully that's the kind of confidence builder that can really propel this team to the kind of run that we think that this team is capable of, that can kind of give them some distance and some breathing room in this division.
Hey, Joe, what were your thoughts on the Shane Green signing? We know that Chris Martin is rehabbing down at AAA and everything, and he'll be back pretty soon, sometime this week, obviously, probably. But the signing of him, and how long do you think he'll be ready till he joins the big club?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long it will take. You know, it's really uncertain as to, like, how good a shape his arm is in, but I don't think it will be super long. You know, I think that the Braves have every incentive to try to get him up to the major leagues as soon as they can, so I can't imagine it would be longer than, you know, a couple weeks. I couldn't really tell you, but again, it's much easier, obviously, for a reliever when you don't have to really get stretched out. Right. You just got to kind of get in shape. So I don't think it will be too long, and I think that it will be a big boost for this team. You know, I think that the Braves are the ideal team for Shane Green to come to, considering, you know, he's obviously been here before. He was here most recently, and he's familiar with the personnel, both on the playing roster, but then also the coaching staff and things like that. So I think that it makes for a really good situation for him to come into. And I think that, you know, when you look at the contract that he got, only, you know, $1.5 million, you know, that's the kind of contract I think that the Braves would have loved to have signed him to, you know, probably a long time ago. And I, you know, who knows how much he was asking for before. I think it was quite telling that a pitcher of his kind of caliber was still just sitting out there on the free agent market with no team coming after him. So I think it will be a big boost for this team. I would say, though, that I am kind of questioning what kind of shape Chris Martin's arm is in, if they're going out and going to go get a right-handed arm at this point. Because, you know, obviously Chris Martin was a guy they were going to rely on in the seventh, eighth innings for these stressful situations. And we know that, you know, the injury that he had has always kind of spooked me a little bit. When you hear about tingling and potential, like, nerve issues, that's never a good sign for me. So I think that this is a great kind of fallback for the Braves to have. And I think that they're just in a fortunate situation to be able to capitalize on it.
I know we're just speculating on this again, but that's okay. Do you think that it was the reason that it took so long was Shane Green was just asking for more than teams were willing to give? And here we are, May 10th. Finally, he's like, all right, this is probably the best offer I'm going to get.
I mean, that's the only thing that I can assume that it was, because otherwise I feel like he would have been kind of an obvious candidate, especially at this price for the Braves to move on, you know, even in the off season. Like, I feel like this is a player that they would have loved to have, you know, bring to spring training and help build their bullpen around coming into the season at this price. So that's for seeing the price of what they signed him for at the $1.5 million mark. Like, that's the reason why I feel like it had to have been about money mainly. And the fact that, you know, if it weren't the Braves, isn't some other team in baseball right. certainly taking that deal? I think they are. So, yeah.
Do you think now that he's in the fold right now, Sean Newcomb, we know that he's rehabbing after the whole COVID situation and everything. Do you think there's still a possibility, because like you were saying, they have a right-handed arm already. Do they come in with another lefty?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Sean Newcomb is going to have a role in this bullpen, absolutely, 100%. And I think that this bullpen right now is still kind of, you know, it's still shaping up. I think Brian Snicker is still trying to piece it together and find out who's going to be the guys that he wants to use in certain situations. I know that, you know, Luke Jackson's a guy that I know this show in particular loves to kind of, you know, grab his go. But I think he's been improving as the season has gone along as well, and he's proven, you know, he's turned into a guy who I think Brian Snicker is feeling like he can rely on him right now, at least in the short term. But I think that's why you bring in a guy like Shane Green to kind of give you some more solidity there. And I think that Shane Green, the reason why this situation is so great for him is because he isn't stepping into a situation where, like, he needs to come in and be like a closer or a setup guy or like a huge part of this bullpen. I think he can be that. I think he can step in and he can be, you know, if he's pitching and he's effective, I think that he can slot up into that role, but if not, he could be a reliable reliever, you know, for kind of the lower tier of the bullpen.
The Luke Jackson conversation has been very consistent on this show. Do your job, and there won't be a problem. He's been doing his job more lately, and there hadn't been as many problems. So there you go. This is a story coming out of Saturday night. Thank goodness Ronald Acuna is okay and was able to be in the lineup on Sunday. But what do you make of the way that the Braves have handled and did handle Ronald Acuna getting hit by another pitch?
Oh, man. So this is one where, you know, I'm not going to make many friends with our listeners, I feel like, with my take on this. I think that I don't think that, like, coming in and throwing at the opponent is like, I don't think it's serving Ronald Acuna. I don't know. I don't think that, like, I think that the players, like, Ronald Acuna knows that his teammates have his back. He knows that his manager has his back. I don't think they need to prove that to him by throwing at another opponent. And I would say that, thank goodness they didn't, because that game ended up going to 12 innings. They were using, you know, going through the depths of their bullpen to get through that thing. Right. And you know, they needed those guys. It's a good thing they didn't waste somebody to go out there and plunk somebody. You know, there's always – I feel like this it almost feels like some Braves fans, in my opinion, like, want this to be like some controversial thing where, like, you know, that Ronald Acuna doesn't feel like the manager has his back or feels like he's on an island because he's always getting hit. I mean, it is unfortunate that he is getting hit so often, and it's really frustrating to see, especially, you know, knowing that he's one of the superstars in this game. But I think that that's just something that, you know, it's just what's going to happen. And unfortunately, like, where we are in baseball, if you go out and try to retaliate, you're going to get guys thrown out. You're just going to essentially dig yourself into a deeper hole. It's unfortunate that Major League Baseball won't come down on some of these opposing pitchers that do this kind of thing and be more proactive in, like, serving out suspensions if they feel are needed or fines or whatnot. But there's at the end of the day, I don't think that this is the Braves' kind of job to handle these situations.
Right. When you look at what's going on with Freddie, because he was one of the worst slumps he's ever been in, Joe. And I know I asked you this last week. I was like, what's wrong with Freddie? Did you see anything wrong with Freddie? The breakout weekend that he had, that Saturday and Sunday and yesterday's game, could it be, or are we just like, okay, just taking it right here in front of it? Even though we know how great Freddie is, so we just stay right here in the moment with it.
Yeah, no, I think that it was like, it's so good to see him finally break out. And it's interesting to hear the way he's described it. You know, he is saying that it's no different than what he was doing at the plate a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, I would say that it was still kind of boggling my mind to see some of the pitches he was swinging at. And I do think that he was getting frustrated. I think that he was getting frustrated and getting a little antsy and reaching at pitches that he shouldn't have been trying to swing at. And I think that, you know, such a confidence builder, I think, for him to just see those balls either leave the yard or just miss gloves. You know, yeah. He said that, like, it feels like one big glove out there instead of just, like, you know, eight little ones. So hopefully that can get him going. And I think that, you know, all signs point to the right direction. The Braves have a stretch now where they got 10 home games out of their next 13. They've got an off day today before they continue at home. So I think that will be something that serves Freddie Freeman especially really well, just getting him some rest and getting him going again.
Am I getting fricky with it if I'm talking about Enoa as an all-star candidate already? Is it too soon?
The stats, you know, show that he's right there, obviously. And, you know, I don't see him really showing any signs of this being some sort of fluky situation. I mean, it's so impressive what he's done. And again, like, he's still developing his repertoire. He's adding a changeup and he's mixing that in with his pitches. You know, who knows what he could even develop into years down the line. But I think even right now, he's showing that he's like a bona fide, legit, you know, I don't know if he's exactly going to continue what he's doing right now in terms of where his numbers are, but I think he's absolutely going to be a guy who, if the Braves make the playoffs, not only is he going to be a big reason why, but I think he's going to probably be a guy who you want starting in the playoffs for you if you get there.
This dude, he's been just a breath of fresh air and everything, and as he's getting going, what has been your impression of Ian Anderson, real quick, as far as the groin pains? And it seems like this young man has some of that fight and some of that dog in him.
Are you talking about Enoa?
No, I was talking about Enoa, but I wanted to say Ian Anderson.
Oh, yeah, Ian Anderson. He's crazy, like, how kind of beyond his age he is. I mean, both he and Enoa really are, like, they seem way older than they both are. They're so young in their careers. Ian Anderson, he just never ceases to amaze me with just how much of a grinder he is. He's not a guy who will, like, blow you away with stuff, but he's just so consistent. You know, he did have one bad start here a couple starts ago, but, you know, he's another guy I just continue to expect to get better and better as the season goes on, as his career goes on as well.
Joe, thank you. Great
stuff.
Appreciate
it, my boy.
Sounds good, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game Braves reporter, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Joined us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Now we're going to come back. We're going to get to the Wendy Zone.
Bye.
We're also going to give you an opportunity to win some Brad Paisley tickets. You could be bumping Brad like Randy was recently.
Yeah,
so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't eat breakfast in the morning, so I can come to work hungry.
Brought to you by Hoots Wings. It's time for Hoots Wings Lunch Hour. Chicken wings and other things. Takeout and delivery available online at hootswings.com. Hi, Wendy.
Wendy!
Maybe I should call myself Smokin' Wendy Adams today.
Okay.
Like Smokin' Joe Patrick.
Oh, man. He's a damn troublemaker, y'all.
Yes.
Jonah got BJ on the south side hot this
oh,
morning.
Yeah.
He got BJ hot this morning. Doggone it, Joe.
I think Joe kind of described BJ and Braves fans like BJ kind of right, though.
Yeah.
In that there's a lot of people that seem to just want to be mad about this Ronald Acuna
thing.
I'm
mad about it.
As if there's something going on there. When if Ronald Acuna were mad about it, maybe, you know what I mean? Like the guy who people are saying the team doesn't have his back, but Acuna seems like to feel like they do. Maybe there'd be more juice to it, but
Somebody need to get sworn.
Yes,
on, man.
The Braves actually should probably sign, just like have one guy who can come out of the dugout at any given moment when Ronald Acuna gets hit, because I think it's on purpose. I'm on that side of the bandwagon.
Think they hit Ronald Acuna on purpose
absolutely.
In that seventh inning?
Absolutely.
With a runner on first base in a two-run game?
Because he's just a jerk.
Okay.
I was very mad. I was very mad on Saturday night, along with everybody else who was also watching the Braves game. But the Braves need to have like one guy who can come out of the bullpen and just smack somebody who can, you know, take a couple of games off, somebody who really doesn't contribute, but that guy to stick up for Ronald Acuna. And guys, I went to the Braves game last night. My voice has nothing to do with being at the Braves game last night. I woke up on Friday morning with just no voice, and here we are.
Get you some awesome green.
Are you feeling all right?
Well,
the only thing that hurts is my throat. Like, yeah. Everything else is great.
Get
like,
some green tea. I'm about to get some lemon tea.
All the tea this week. We get all the tea. Yeah. So I did go to the Braves game. That was really fun to be back in the ballpark. It was 100% capacity over the weekend, and it looked like normal. it was very normal at Truist Park on Sunday night. So I'm glad things are somewhat back to normal, and it was really fun to be at a baseball game again. So it was just very opposite the Hawks game yesterday. I want to get into this story because the finish of the Kentucky Derby is in question, and I call this the A-Rod of horses because Medina Spirit has failed a drug test. Now, Medina Spirit's trainer is Bob Baffert, so he's had some serious allegations over the years and faced dozens of allegations over the years because of doping and doping the horses that he has trained. But Medina Spirit is in jeopardy of becoming only the third horse in the 147-year history of the Kentucky Derby to be stripped of a victory. So this is a really big story. Now, Bob Baffert is denying all allegations, and this is what he said, quote, "I was totally shocked when I heard the news. The last thing I want to do is something that would jeopardize the greatest sport. This is a pretty serious accusation. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We didn't do it. But I don't know how this substance," so the horse tested positive for a substance called betamethasone. Right. It's a steroid injected into the joints to reduce pain and swelling. He will have a second test, and if he tests positive in that one, then the runner-up, Mandolin, is going to be declared the winner.
I just laughed at this when I saw it, man, because of him. You know, he's just a funny-looking dude, but I can't, you got to give him this. But I'm looking at some of the quotes that are coming out of this story, and this is the one right here. He said one of the test issues was created by a groom, which I'm assuming is the horse, urinating in the stall after the groom had been taking cough medicine and the horse ate the hay. So that's I'm done.
That guy can't be serious.
That's the best steroid excuse I've ever heard.
Dude, I'm done.
Because he ate the hay and there was cough syrup on the hay.
I just feel bad for the horses because why should Bob get rich? Now, I know the horses are taken care of like nobody's business.
Yeah.
But dude, I want some damn oats. You better give me some filet on or something.
He gets something other than oats.
What does he get? Oats and tail. Okay, I get
oats
that.
Oats and tail. He flies around the world and has sex with other horses.
I'm cool with that, man. But hell, I need some energy, bro. You gonna give me some red meat? Something. You know.
Probably some carrots, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Man. Studding seems like it's... never mind. Stop, Randy.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Just that guy is so full of excuses. But just with the allegations that surrounded him, I'm surprised. I mean, I wouldn't have even said anything if I were him because there's been so many allegations against him in the past. Even last year, I think, when he had a couple of horses enter. But Churchill Downs has suspended Baffert from entering any other horses at their racetrack. So it's going to hurt his business. It's going to hurt his pocket. But I guess he's already pocketed a lot of cash over the years.
He's like the biggest owner, right?
Yeah. Like, he's the only one. He's the dude.
He's the name that I know.
Yes.
And maybe it's because he looks so silly. He looks like when Will Ferrell was in Eastbound and Down.
A little bit.
We played Ashley Schaefer in Eastbound and Down. One of the great characters in television history. That's what Bob Baffert looks like.
I'll have to watch that movie sometime. I haven't seen that one either. Speaking of TV, Aaron Rodgers is not going to get off my TV anytime soon, which sucks.
All right.
Because as the drama rages on with the Green Bay Packers, and he's obviously not happy there, but he also hosted Jeopardy, expressed interest in being the full-time host of Jeopardy. Well, he's also going to be on a TV show, guys, hosting Jeopardy. So he's going to be on the show The Conners. I don't know if you guys seen this. That's the Roseanne spinoff on ABC. And he's going to be playing the Jeopardy host on The Conners. So we get to see Aaron Rodgers' mug more and more on our television screens. I think it's just the haircut, guys. I just can't do it anymore.
What are you so mad at him about?
Randy, I don't know.
I think it's the Danica Patrick.
It can't be Danica, man. Everybody moved on. Danica got the Uber Eats guy.
I think it's his face. I don't know. Like, it's his face, and now it's his haircut. It's what he did to Danica. I just think it's a whole bunch of things. Now it's his whining, and then now he's going to be on another ABC show. I'm not going to watch it. But it's just like, he's just taking over my TV at this point, and I think he's like taking over Tom Brady for me to be like my most hated.
He's passed Tom Brady.
Yeah.
There's no way he could pass Tom Brady. It got to be more than this Danica thing, all right? They broke up. He was like, "Yeah, I gotta, you know, I'm cool, D."
There's like a whole bunch of family drama though with Aaron Rodgers because his brother Jordan Rodgers was on the Bachelorette and he ended up winning. I guess if you win the show, like he won the girl. And got engaged, but they talked about their strained relationship on there. So that's probably where my my sports hatred for Aaron Rodgers started.
Yeah, man, Aaron ain't never blank with Jordan, though. We know that. He don't blank with his brother. You know, that's common knowledge. I ain't got no brothers, but, I mean, I'm sure, I mean, we would probably have a better relationship. But, yeah, this fight, you know, I just look at it from that situation. Andy's like, you know, it was time to move on, man. He was with Danica long enough.
Yeah, but can he move on from being on my TV?
It seems like kind of a smart little PR move, though, to, like, pretend like you're already the host of Jeopardy by playing the host of Jeopardy on a TV show.
Yes.
Like, just kind of, like, speaking it into existence or something like that.
Yeah.
It feels kind of smart. You can speak into existence going to a Brad Paisley concert if you're caller number 5 right now at 404-741-0929. Caller number 5 gets a pair of Brad Paisley concert tickets. Brad Paisley, who Randy McMichael referred to as a bad boy just about 20 minutes ago. Can't argue with that. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks,
we'll come
Wendy.
Back. We'll get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.